Back here on the game, 525, Haters and Ballers, K-State Draft Edition. Why I think the K-State Draft Streak is the most important recruiting tool K-State has. Got that at 510 for you. National Scoop next segment on the NFL Draft as well. Did you just tell me there's like breaking news about Myles Garrett's going to be the pick?
Yep.
They're putting it out there? Like. Sure it's not a smokescreen?
Really? I got it from ESPN.
It was like 3 hours ago that Todd McShay put out his final mock draft. And because it seems like there's a new one all the time. And he said that Trubisky, Bisquick, is going to be the number one guy.
That's who I think it should be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a surprise at number one, but he thinks that that's where the Browns are going to go. It's kind of like Joe Lenardi, though. He's going to just change it right up until the pick is actually made.
Well, they need a quarterback.
Let me make a point here about the draft.
They need everything, Mitch.
True.
Let me make a point here about the draft. Do you think Trubisky is going to be a good quarterback? You have a strong stance on Trubisky?
It's not fair for me to say yes or no because I didn't watch the guy play.
This is not how I was hoping that would go.
Oh, Mitch, were you hoping for Wacky and Stormy?
Mitch, do you have a strong feeling one way or the other on whether or not he'll be good?
He probably has a chance to be better than probably anybody else on the draft board.
If I showed you a lineup of like five guys, you know, you think about like the police lineup, like walking in somewhere, could you pick out Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, probably.
I'm skeptical. Because last night I saw his face for the first time and I was like, it dawned on me. Like, we've all been sitting here talking about Mitch Trubisky, who, by the way, has started 13 games in college for so long, but I don't even know enough about the guy. I could not have picked him out of a lineup until I saw him last night for the first time. And even still, I've now seen him once or twice. I'm not sure if you lined up five dudes, like from the combine, just five random quarterbacks, I'm not sure I could pick Mitch Trubisky out of said lineup. I really don't think that I could.
This is like an updated version of having Crowley come in here and hit him with NFL or NBA international draft names or something else. Whatever.
Well, kind of. It's just more. I'm just more trying to make the point. And I love the draft. I do really enjoy the draft, but it's more because of my love of college football. I just like seeing where all these guys are going to wind up because I know them so well from college football. But it is like overkill. I will say I love and hate the draft because there's also just way too many Wacky and Stormies out there who are coming up with all kinds of takes on like a safety that's going to go in the fifth round from Central Florida or something that, you know, nobody's watched. You're just forming these opinions. So-and-so is a sleeper because he's got good hips. You know, he's got good hips. Got a good motor on him.
Value pick.
If you actually want to give Mitch Trubisky the best description without actually looking at his picture, for somebody else to look at his picture, I would just say he kind of looks like Tim Tebow.
Oh, I don't know about that. I was just
Look him up.
Okay. I mean, I just don't care. I just don't care. Like, I don't know. I mean, I want to see the draft. I want to see what happens, but I don't really. My point is, I'm not going to come out today and give you some kind of hot take on Mitch Trubisky because I'm going to sit back and enjoy the draft, but I don't want to be like every guy that thinks that they know everything who has watched a game and a half maybe of North Carolina football in their lifetime, let alone when Mitch Trubisky was the quarterback. Yeah, right. So it annoys me, and yet I love it at the same time. I do get hooked in. I like the draft a lot. We were rattling off some of the cliches there. I did want to go through your favorite NFL draft cliches. We're going to hear plenty of them, no matter whether you're watching the NFL Network broadcast or the ESPN broadcast of the draft. They're going to be all over the place.
I think, I mentioned that value pick is up there for me. I think best available versus position of need. The phrase position of need is thrown out there a ton. There's, you know, Todd McShay and Mel Kiper Jr. just screaming at each other for part of it. Yeah, I mean, that's most of it, I think.
Well, I always like the one that cracks me up the most, and I already put it out there, but he's got great hips.
Great hips.
That's the one that really gets me. You know, when they'll be talking about like a lineman or something, just great hips.
Let's not leave out for any white skill position player that they have deceptive speed and they're a great route runner.
Well, I mean, Christian McCaffrey.
Lunch pail.
Christian McCaffrey is the embodiment of all that.
Lunch pail.
Fluid runner. Best available, stockpiling picks. I'm looking right now at a bingo board. You can play a bingo game for the draft. Character concerns, late bloomer, a reach.
Yep.
Is It's another one that you'll hear over and over again. My favorite part of the bingo board is Johnny Manziel mentioned for some reason. Okay. Still not getting away here in 2017. But you'll hear a lot of that tonight. It's ridiculous, but it's just become such a spectacle and such a thing. I can't get away. I know how ridiculous it is. And I was even looking at a list of the Eric Fisher draft, just how bad the first round was there. And I'm sure I watched just about every second of the first round, at least, on TV, and none of those guys were any good. You know, it's a crapshoot, and it's dumb, but we get sucked in, and we love it because the NFL has us.
We know that the NFL is the king of the sports leagues in America, but I think that they kick butt at the draft more than they kick butt at anything else. I mean, they just, you know, we do not care about the NBA draft. We do not care even less so about the Major League Baseball draft. The NFL draft is something that even casual football fans tune in to watch, and they actually get invested in. The NFL has done a really good job at marketing this.
They do. They have some inherent advantages also. Major League Baseball draft, you're not going to see the guys up there for a couple years most of the time. And there's just so many foreign guys in the NBA draft that it turns people off because they don't know. You just don't know. And even now, college basketball stars are lesser and lesser known. So many people just don't have any idea who these guys are. Football is so king that their minor league system, college football, has captured so many hearts and minds and eyeballs that everybody knows these guys. So you know these guys and you want to see where they're going to go. That's what gets me, and I think that's really what gets a lot of people, and the NFL has absolutely capitalized on that. Now, we expect Jordan Willis to go. If it's not going to be today, certainly tomorrow, first or second round. There has been, you know, some variants, some guys putting him in the third round, which I think at this point is ridiculous. But when I had Jordan Willis on with me on Wildcat Insider a couple weeks ago, I did ask him where he thought he was going to go in the draft based on what he had been hearing. I don't think his answer will surprise you very much.
I feel that I'll go somewhere in the top three rounds. But then again, you never know. At the end of the day, I just want to get drafted because, I mean, I train with several guys that are good football players, and I see a lot of good football players that work hard that, you know, are quality football players that won't get drafted. So for me, I'm not so much worried about where I get drafted. I just know that I have an opportunity to, because I've set myself up. So that's all that I really focus on.
And I do believe Jordan Willis when he says these things. I don't think it's just for the sake of cliches that he puts it out there like that. But at the same time, you do have to smile, because Jordan Willis, who again, in a lot of ways, an extension of Bill Snyder as a player, comes at you with, well, first three rounds, which gives you basically nothing. I mean, everybody thinks he's going in the first three rounds, but really, I just want an opportunity, you know, cliche. Very Jordan Willis answer. That's a part of he's so even keel and able to handle himself with things like that. I think it plays into why he will have a long and successful NFL career.
I'm excited for it, and I just hope that we get a video of that process when he gets that call, wherever he's happening to watch the draft, because those are always really special. And I think that when he answers the phone and gets that phone call, we may see a little bit more emotion out of Jordan Willis than we typically do.
Well, that's an interesting point that you bring up, because he is the most stoic guy that I've ever been around in terms of a K-State athlete. He is just up or down. It never happens. He's never really up. He's never really down. He's always great. Like, he's very forthcoming with information and very honest, and we'll talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. But he is so even keel. Will he show emotion if he gets drafted?
I think so. And I think it'll be in the tearful degree.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't think it's going to be like fist pump. I think it would be more like, you know, all my hard work is paying off. But honestly, I don't know that we need to like bet anything on this, and we may not find out the answer to it. But I would lean towards, I don't think you'll see all that much. I think you'll see a smile, but I don't think you're going to get much more than that from Jordan Willis on the emotion front. Mm. I really don't. That'd be my guess.
Again, I just hope we get to see what it is. Hope someone is on hand with the camera.
Yeah, I think somebody will. I don't think it's going to be like the BJ Finney,
right,
you know, tearful, heartfelt speech. I certainly don't think you're going to get that from Jordan Willis. Might be along the same lines as his former teammate, Cody Whitehair, and his reaction to everything, same way he handles himself. Why the K-State draft streak is the best recruiting tool K-State has going at 5:10. We'll do haters and ballers at 5:25. But coming up next, we'll get the national scoop on the draft with NFL draft analyst Matt Jones here on the game.